Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. We gather together today in this special time of praise and worship to enjoy God's perfect peace. He is our peace. Rest in Him today.
In a world of self-centered interests, where the losers are the weak and poor, and peace just a pause in the conflict as the parties rearm for more. Can peace be found, and does it last? Can the Prince of Peace heal my soul? Can He forgive all my sin? Can the God of peace make me whole? The winners are the weak and poor. There is peace to be had for the asking when He stands and knocks at your door. He gave His life in atonement so that we could be righteous in Him. As we forgive those who offend, we reflect His image to them.
Our Heavenly Father, please comfort us in Your presence and give us Your perfect peace. Lord, help us to be obedient to Your word, even as the Apostle Paul encouraged the church at Philippi, that we don't want to be anxious about anything, but instead, we come into Your presence boldly because of Your infinite grace in an attitude of prayer to share our needs with You, and there are many, Lord. Lord, please take away the stress of this world and circumstances that overwhelm us. Allow us to focus on You and to trust You with everything that we need. Your Word has promised to provide all our needs according to Your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank You in advance for what You are doing and about to do in and around us today and into the future. Now, Lord, we accept Your peace that passes all our understanding. We praise You for who You are. Almighty God. Amen. We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with information about each week's Call to Worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. Simply visit our website at calltoworship.us and enter your email address in the area in the top right of our homepage to subscribe to this free weekly email service. Thank you for your letters and your financial help with this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please be sure to include the call letters of this station when you write. Our website is at www.calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift as well. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have that program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us.
It is well with my soul. It is well.
This is your call to worship and praise.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace and peace to you from God.
there is hatred, let me sow his love.
Where there is injury, we will never judge.
Where there is striving, we will speak his peace to the people crying for release.
We will be his instruments of peace. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Cause of pride and prejudice shall cease when we are.
Peace is often hard to find, especially these days. Are you overwhelmed by stuff these days? I struggle with that too. Are you struggling with circumstances all around you? Things stealing your peace from the inside, like your thoughts, or physical issues? Well, let's listen and learn about peace from God's Word. A very common greeting found in several places in Scripture. In fact, it is clearly included so many times that it's obvious that God wants us to think on these things. For example, Romans 1:7, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 1, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Galatians 1, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ." Ephesians chapter 1, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Colossians 1, 2, "To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Philemon 1, verse 3, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Peter chapter 1, second verse, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Revelation 1:4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Here is an important recipe for peace from the Apostle Paul, found in Philippians 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ himself spoke peace. Listen to these words from Luke 24. Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus himself was suddenly standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. Mark chapter 4. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, says Jesus, and found in John 14. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And from Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And just as the Apostle Paul ended his second letter to the church at Thessalonica, 2 Thessalonians 3:16, Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace, always, by all means. The Lord be with you all.
Bright and free. Perfect. Son of love.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we've enjoyed the reality of His perfect peace. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited also to visit our website, found at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find a lot more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified our eternal covenant with His blood, may He equip you with all you need for doing His will. May He produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to Him. All glory to Him, forever and ever. Amen.
There'll be peace in the valley. There'll be peace in the valley. There'll be peace in the valley for me someday. Well, I'm tired and weary, but I must toil on till the Lord comes to call me.
By a child,
and I'll be changed.